Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What planning has gone into the Marion County Fair this year? Let's go in-depth with Dan Finley with the Marion County Fair Board, Knoxville. So, Dan, you're working to make a better fair, aren't you?
We are working to make a better fair. There's a lot of people, not just myself. It's a whole committee. And we've opened it up to some people, public, not just the fair board. It's a lot of people in the community and then the county that are working to make it a better fair.
And you've been appointed, elected, whatever, chair of the fair for this year?
Yeah, I was appointed by our president, Jason Reed, of the fair board, to chair the fair committee for this year.
Well, that's quite a challenge.
It's a huge challenge. That's why I rely on so many people. There are 8 people on our fair board committee that is assigned to the fair, and there's also several people, like I said, from the community and the county wide that are helping out with the fair.
And are you trying to do anything different this year, or try to do what's already been good better? What's your goal?
A little bit of both. The recent years we have not had a carnival. This year we will have a carnival. We also brought back the rodeo that we've had in years past. We haven't had the past few years. We tried to get a bigger name concert, so a little bit of both. We brought in several more food vendors, which was one of the main complaints. That's something we did was last year we opened it up to a discussion from the people that attend the fair and set out a box so that people could say, what do you want to make the fair better? And from those suggestions, we gathered that people want the carnival, they wanted the rodeo, and they wanted more food vendors. So that kind of opened it up, so we kind of knew what direction we wanted to head to make the fair better.
Well, you've got to have food, you've got to have, well, I guess you don't have to, but it's always nice to have rides for the kids, mm-hmm. carnival things for them to get all excited about. And the concert has generated a lot of conversation this year, hasn't it? The Hairball concert.
Yeah, Hairball's been, hopefully it'll be a great turnout. It has generated a lot of discussion. There's a lot of people asking, you know, what's it going to be like? What is the music like? Where are they going to have it? Previous years, all of our concerts have been held right on the edge of the grandstands. This year, we're doing it a little bit different. We are in the infield of the racetrack. We'll have a few bleachers scattered around in the stage. People are open to bring a lawn chair to sit in the infield. But we also will have some of the grandstands open. There just won't be concessions and things on the grandstand side. They'll have to go outside to our food vendors if they want to sit out there. Hairball is going to be a great concert. It's a cover band of 80s and 90s classic rock and roll, and they put on a great show, and it's an all-ages show. It's a show that that anyone from the age of 5 to 75 will enjoy. A lot of fireworks, pyrotechnics, and just a good time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Marion County Fair with Dan Finley with the Marion County Fair Board. Now, how do you work to get a band like that in? That probably wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy to get. We actually booked Hairball in December at our December meeting. They play almost every night of the week and all throughout the Midwest. And recently they went to Florida to perform down there. So it's a big act. It was hard to get. We kind of, there again, our suggestion box, a lot of people suggested we try them. We knew they had a good following, so we gave them a call, and they were excited to come here and hopefully make it a good show.
Well, and there's, as always, the agricultural component of the fair as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that will be as outstanding as ever.
It will be great. Like I said, we've got 8 people on the fair board that are assigned to that committee, and we also have the extension office, which helps out immensely and basically runs that aspect of the fair with showing animals and the agricultural side. Mindy Kephart, who is the 4-H council leader, she does an amazing job with the animal side of things, and also with the showing of projects in the Dyer Hudson building for 4-H projects.
Well, I always love looking at all of those projects. We have a very creative community, don't we?
We do have a good creative community. Along with the 4-H side of that, we also have an open class, which is open to anyone in the county. As long as you're a Marion County resident, you can enter. They have basically the same categories as 4-H, but you don't have to be involved with 4-H to get into those categories in the open class. And what that does is opens it up to someone who's maybe lives in the city of Pella, say, but they're not involved with 4-H. They can still be involved with the fair, so hopefully it gives something for everyone to come and enjoy at the fair.
Well, I like to admire the hard work of people, their artistry. I see you know, beautiful photographs, flower arrangements, the cooking. It's just so fun to come and see. And what I like also is if I can catch somebody and talk to them, say, about their project or their rabbits or whatever it is. That's part of the fun of it.
That is a great time. And the people put in a lot of hard work and a lot of hours. Last year, I believe there was a tractor that was redone as part of someone's 4-H project, which I can't imagine the hours that that person put in. I know in the open class this year, there's someone that's redone a coffee table, which is a lot of time and effort. The food, of course, I've tried to get in on the judging of the food, but I'm not allowed. There's a lot of talented people in this county, and the fair is a perfect opportunity to show off those talents that they have.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Marion County Fair with Dan Finley with the Marion County Fair Board. And a carnival. How do you select a carnival? Are they hard to come by, easy to come by?
Carnivals are amazingly hard to come by in the state of Iowa. There's 99 counties in the state, and there's approximately 104 to 105 fairs and festivals. To cover those 104 to 5 festivals, there are about 10 carnivals, businesses in the state. So it's hard to come by a carnival or a fair just because there's so few to select from and so many fairs around the state. We selected the fair that we have is Amusement Associates. One of the suggestions was not just to have a carnival, but a carnival that's clean. So many carnivals, it's, you know, a lot of people worry about allowing their children to go on the rides because of some of the people that run the carnival. This carnival is a clean run outfit. It's a local guy from Sheraton. It should be a pretty decent carnival. It's not the biggest carnival in the state, but it's not the smallest either. It should be a pretty good selection of rides. I've been telling people it's not Adventureland, it's the county fair. And hopefully people enjoy it and we can grow from this year's start with a carnival.
Well, and it's a little more affordable, too, than Adventureland, probably, too. And yeah, it's local and it's your friends. And
yes, and that's a big part of the county fair. I think people need to realize is that the county fair isn't meant to be a day at Adventureland. The county fair, to me, is a way to get community and county-wide support and get people to understand what's going on, show those people's talents that do the projects and come out and just enjoy each other and enjoy the time at the fair.
Well, a lot of it's about kids, isn't it?
A lot of it's about kids. That's a huge thing. You know, we want to show kids that there's so much that they can do to show their talents, and maybe they come and learn and see a project in the Dyer Hudson and see something that maybe they want to do later on when they grow up a little bit.
Well, we have, I bet, hundreds of kids in 4-H.
Oh, yeah. just last Sunday, June 30th, we had a 4-H work day out at the county fair, at the fairgrounds. And we had over 300 kids signed up to come out and work, and that's Marion County 4-H only. So, yeah, there's hundreds of kids involved with 4-H. It's a wonderful, wonderful group. They came out to the fairgrounds that Sunday, June 30th, and painted and helped set up and set up the pens inside of the livestock buildings and really cleaned up the fairgrounds and took some ownership in it. And I think that's important. It makes them feel like they're a part of the fair and that maybe they'll enjoy it a little bit more.
Well, I guess I'd never thought about it. It's just sort of like the fair magically happens and I show up. It doesn't work that way, does it?
I wish it did work that way. Unfortunately, it doesn't. Like I said, there's a lot of people that put in time. Not just the 8 fair committee members on the fair board. There's 24 fair board members. We all go out and put in a lot of time. And then, of course, the people that from outside, the extension office. We've got people working on electricity all the time out at the racetrack. There's just a lot of different little things that you have to take care of. Yeah, those pens don't set themselves up. The carnival has to come. We need people to clean up after the fair. We've got to get in all of the wood chips to take care of the bedding for the animals. It's a lot of work.
Do people come from out of the county to the fair?
We do have some people that come from out of the county. I actually got a message. We started a Facebook page for the Marion County Fair. I thought that was a way maybe we could use some social media to get out and allow people to see what we offer. I received a few messages, one in particular from a lady in New Jersey. Said she was going to come to the Marion County Fair. She had some family here, and she wanted to see the projects that they had done to show at the fair.
Wow, that's pretty neat. And so, but we probably get people from other counties, you know.
Yes, we're hoping that with the grandstand events that we're offering, the rodeo, the concert, and the races, to draw some people from Mahaska County and Warren County, the surrounding counties.
Well, tell us a little bit about the rodeo.
The rodeo is going to be a full rodeo. Years previously, it was just a bull riding competition. This year is a full rodeo. They have bareback horse riding. They have barrel racing, steer wrestling, and bull riding. So it's a full rodeo, all events. I believe it starts at like 7 o'clock. Might not want to quote me on that time. So it's a full rodeo. It costs $10 for an adult to get in and $5 for a child. I believe they have over 260 entrants to ride in the rodeo already. So it's going to be a full night of great rodeo. It's a local rodeo company, Wright Rodeo Company, is running the rodeo. And so they're really excited to be able to come to Knoxville Raceway and put on a real rodeo.
Well, it's been a while since we've had that, hasn't it?
It has. I believe it's been at least 3 years. The rodeo at the Knoxville Raceway poses some challenges. They need a pretty large area of dirt, and that dirt has to be turned up, tilled. One of the problems with doing that is the area that we can do it in, sometimes we dig up the entrance into the racetrack. And by doing that, some of the haulers that come in and bring sprint cars will sink into that area that we've tilled up for the rodeo. So sometimes it's hard to make that work. I think this year we've got it planned out ahead to where it's going to work out great, and hopefully we get a good turnout for the rodeo.
Well, and we'll have some races that week too.
Yeah, which is a big night. Saturday night is our races every Saturday night at the Knoxville Raceway. But that Saturday night, July 13th, is 4-H night at the races and Hy-Vee night. And that night we are offering all kids 19 and under are free at the races. So basically anyone under the age of 19 can come to the races and enjoy them for free that night.
Wow, that should be a good crowd.
We hope it's a huge crowd. I think it's an important thing for not just during the fair, but to hopefully bring in some new fans to enjoy sprint car racing.
Well, that's one of the big goals, isn't it? It's like, if you've never been, you can't understand. But once you've been, It's really neat.
Yeah, once you get to the races and see what it's all about and see the excitement of the cars going 130 miles an hour around a dirt racetrack, once you hear that sound and smell the smells that you get at the racetrack, then people really, they kind of see it and they tend to come back.
So you're really shooting for a really large crowd. You've got best entertainment, diversity of entertainment, lots of different exhibits, the agricultural stuff. You're shooting for a record crowd, huh, your group?
We are shooting for a record crowd. Of course, we want to make it the best fair that we've ever had. The only way we can do that is with the support of the people in the county. Another person who's supporting is Farm Bureau. They're bringing in the ethanol trailer and the conservation trailer to educate the people on those two aspects. The other people in the community that are supporting the fair, Iowa State Savings Bank is helping to sponsor Friday during the concert. Saturday night is Hy-Vee night. Sunday is Farm Bureau Day. Monday is Precision Pulley Day. Tuesday, Smith Fertilizer and Grain is helping to sponsor and put on the rodeo. And Wednesday, Farm Credit Services of America is going to sponsor that day. And we have a big car show on Wednesday, which is great. The carnival will be gone as of Tuesday night. And we'll move the car show into that space that they leave for us. So it's a great fair. One of the things with bringing in those people from to help sponsor and put those things on is it allows their employees to buy into the fair and hopefully feel like they have some ownership in it and that they want to come and be involved with the fair and help out.
Is there any other aspect of the fair you'd like to highlight before we close today?
Well, I guess the main thing I want people to know is that there's something for everyone at the Marion County Fair. You don't have to be a farmer to come to the fair. Come and learn about the animals. If you live in the city, come and have your kids learn about the animals. If you live in the country, come to the concert and watch a great show be put on. We just want people to come out and socialize and enjoy the things that we have to offer at the fair.
Thanks to Dan Finley for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.